WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
That's the English soprano saxophonist Evan Parker. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says he loves Parker's music, even if it seems like Parker's the master of all the saxophone's ugly sounds. Kevin says this music may strike you as strong stuff, but some people didn't like coffee the first time they tried it either.
Evan Parker's alien solo music is rooted in familiar sources, John Coltrane and Scottish bagpipes. Parker imitates the drone of a piper's bellows bag using a technique called circular breathing. This lets you play a wind instrument without pausing to take a breath. The trick is, close your throat and use your cheeks to squeeze air out your mouth while inhaling through your nose. Before Parker found his own voice in the 1960s, John Coltrane was a key role model. In a way, Parker's solo music takes off from one skirling phrase Coltrane favored back then. What Parker does with this one chip of Coltrane is like building dinosaurs from a scrap of DNA. Evan Parker's new solo CD on the label is called Conic Sections. In geometry, conic sections are lines and circles and ellipses, parabolas, and hyperbolas, loops that elongate and fly off on tangents. A friend of mine says listening to this is like monitoring Evan Parker's brainwaves. You do get the feeling the music moves beyond his conscious control because he's doing more things at once than he can think about. Circular breathing lets him sustain different rhythm patterns in different registers of the saxophone. But each pattern seems to live its own life, so separate lines intersect unpredictably. He might even get two falsetto patterns going at the same time. There's a tactile aspect to Evan Parker's playing which may not come off on radio, a whirring in your outer ear caused by the friction among different high frequencies. After listening to Parker do this stuff for 15 years, I'm amazed he can take a handful of ideas and create something of substance every time. His music can really get to you in a good way. First you hear chaos, then you hear order, then you hear the heart.
Kevin Whitehead is a jazz critic living in New York. He reviewed Conic Sections by British saxophonist Evan Parker on the label.